Okay, so now related to partnership audit increase generally, I think it's a good time to talk about the large partnership compliance program, which debuted recently. So what partnerships are subject to the large partnership compliance program? Well, the IRS is going to use factors very similar to the factors they consider in deciding which corporations are considered large corporate taxpayers. So that's going to look at the size of assets, the size of revenue, and the extent and size of foreign activities. The IRS is also going to consider some factors from the Schedule K-1. Once they have like the LPC, large partnership compliance population identified, the IRS is going to apply data analytics. That's something I feel like we hear about all the time in audits, is the increased use of data analytics to determine which partnerships pose the biggest compliance risk. And then there's going to actually be a person who will look at a return and also do a deep dive in that return to determine the compliance risk. The IRS is going to use the information that it gets from these audits to kind of feed into a machine learning process so that they can get better and better at identifying which partnership tax returns to audit and which ones pose the biggest compliance risk. And who's going to be conducting these LPC audits? Well, the revenue agents who audited those 140 partnership returns of 2018 will continue on. But obviously, that's not going to be enough. They're going to need more. So they've had significant increased hiring with people with partnership experience, largely from the public accounting area. And then they're also going to have revenue agents who have issue matter expertise, but maybe not partnership expertise. So you think about a partnership that may have financial instruments, you're going to have somebody with expertise in those financial instruments, but they may not have any specific subchapter K expertise, but they may not need to for the issues that they're auditing and developing. Okay, so what returns are they auditing? They are auditing 2019 returns. So this is happening right now. And when did they start? They started in October. So letters for the first large partnership compliance program went out in October. So my last slide maybe shouldn't have said the audits are coming. It should have said something more ominous, the audits are here, because they have started. So you may have clients contacting you soon in response to getting these letters. So we're here to help. So you know what to look for when you get those letters about the LPC audits. Now I'm going to turn over to Mary to talk about an overview of the BBA rules. You could do a whole session just on
I know. We tried to take a different approach and not go through the boring, what is an imputed underpayment, and just go through the terminology. So we're trying to set it in the framework of what to expect when you are audited. But we do have to start with a little bit of a high-level overview. So like TEFRA, the audit is conducted at the partnership level. But unlike TEFRA, the tax may be assessed and collected at the partnership level. So the default rule is that the partnership pays tax on the imputed underpayment. And the tax is calculated at the highest rate in effect for individuals, estates, trusts, or corporations. And I've got to apologize here as we have a typo in our slides. It's the tax rate that's in effect for the reviewed year, which is the year under audit, versus the adjustment year, which is the year when the adjustment is made. So here we said the rate currently is 37%. When they're auditing 2019 partnerships, you're going to want to be looking at what is the 2019 rate, which was the same.
It's the same.
Yeah, yeah. So still 37%. But so the current partners are the ones who bear the potential liability for the partnership level tax. And so it's shifting the tax liability from the partners who were partners during the reviewed year to the partners who were partners in the year when the audit is actually being conducted and resolved. But there are alternatives for pushing out the tax liability to the reviewed year partners. So we'll be talking about that, because that's really, you want to try to get it right and get the tax liability paid by the partners by the correct partners and in the correct amount. So that's kind of a theme that we'll be talking about throughout this. And then lastly, like TEFRA, the IRS only wants to deal with one person when they're conducting the audit. And that person is now the partnership representative. Under TEFRA, it was a tax matters partner, the TMP, but it's now the partnership representative. So the partnership representative that person has the sole authority to make decisions on behalf of the partnership, And that involves things like extending the statute of limitations, submitting modification requests, settling, filing suit, really big decisions. And under the statute and regulatory authority, there is no notice required, any of the partners of the partnership proceeding. And the partnership just has the sole authority. So if you're involved in drafting partnership agreements, you want to build in some protection for the partners so that your partners are kept apprised of the partnership proceeding. the BBA did change who may be the partnership representative. Like I said, it's no longer the TMP, but the partnership representative and how that person is selected and terminated. And we'll get into that in a little bit more detail later. But here really what I consider to be the biggest change in the BBA is the imputed underpayment, because this is the first time that a tax liability is computed and potentially assessed at the partnership level. There are ways to reduce that imputed underpayment and, like I said, to shift it from the partners in the adjustment year back to the partners in the reviewed year. Some of the more significant ones are filing amended returns or the alternative pull-in procedure, rate modifications. If you have tax-exempt partners, you can reduce the potential liability that way. And there'll be a few others that we'll talk about in a little bit.